Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today approved a comprehensive package of 69,725 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime ecosystem. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the decisions taken in today's cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Decisions taken in today's cabinet meeting cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
Mr. Vaishnav said the package to revitalize India's maritime ecosystem introduces a four-pillar approach designed to strengthen domestic capacity, improve long-term financing, and promote greenfield and brownfield shipyard development. The government also approved payment of productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 1,865 crore rupees to 10.91 lakh railway employees. It has approved the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on capacity building and human resource development. The Cabinet has cleared major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved doubling of the Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya railway line section in Bihar. It also approved construction of four-lane Sahibganj-Ariraj-Betia section of the NH-139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration.
We today approach world affairs united and through a broad set of principles and concepts. And these include, one, fair and transparent economic practices that democratize production and enhance economic security. A stable environment for balanced and sustainable economic interactions, including more South-South trade, investment and technology collaborations. Resilient, reliable and shorter supply chains that would reduce dependence on any single supplier or on any single market.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has encouraged citizens to actively participate in the online auction featuring a curated collection of gifts received by him during various official programs and engagements. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the proceeds of the auction will contribute to the Namami Gange initiative, India's flagship program for the conservation and rejuvenation of River Ganga. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of eminent Kannada author and thinker S.L. Bhairappa. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the country has lost a towering stalwart who stirred the nation's conscience and delved deep into the soul of India. Super Typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. 14 people died and 18 were injured in Taiwan. Four people lost their lives in Philippines as it halted life on the South China coast. Ragasa is moving gradually away from Hong Kong, but continues to lash the city with hurricane-force winds. And in men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in a super force clash at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm their place in the final. And the ISSF Junior World Cup kicked off in New Delhi today. The main event will start from tomorrow as the shooters will compete in 50 meters rifle-prone women junior and 50 meters rifle-prone men junior competitions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.